The days are gone where there was accountability. Once upon a time, there was always a strong woman in every neighborhood, whether it be a grandmother, a mother, an aunt, an older sister who had come back home, who knew who everybody was in the neighborhood, where they belonged, whose kids they were, what they were supposed to be doing, what they weren't supposed to be doing. And when they got into trouble in the neighborhood, or almost got into trouble in the neighborhood, they would be the first ones to straighten it out, teach them right from wrong. Back in the days where you didn't question the grandmother, the mother, the auntie, you listened to what they said, you took their words of wisdom, they taught you right from wrong, accountability, that your actions had consequences, whether they be good consequences or bad consequences. But those days are gone. There's not that strong person in the neighborhood anymore because everybody's afraid to be that person because they don't want to be targeted. Where it used to be the person that raised their voice or a hand to one of those women, they were targeted because everybody else would straighten them out real fast and tell them, "You don't do that to her." We need to get back to where everybody watches out for each other and tries to teach everybody right from wrong, how to be responsible, manners. There's just no accountability anymore. People think that they can do whatever they want, anytime they want, and it's fine. And it's not. It's just tearing society apart. I mean, one of the biggest things you'll notice now is that society really started to change when both parents had to work. That on Sunday mornings, the church parking lots were empty instead of being full like they were for decades. And now the mall parking lot is full. Our priorities have changed. Our accountabilities have changed. We need to go back and revisit how we teach our children and how we bring them up.
Morning. It's Tony the God. I ain't hear from y'all in a minute. Been in the trenches working, trying to figure things out, putting stuff together. It's been a rough road, but I have some good people around me. Well, a real tight circle, I should say. Today I want to speak on accountability. This will be the first podcast that I will be introducing this year. Self-care. Accountability is so important right now in life. It's lack thereof out there. Like, it's so much underhanded, deceiving things going on right under your nose. Most of the time, you can't even tell. Or somebody's always trying to drain your energy to utilize you for whatever it's worth at that moment in time. I've deactivated, I've put aside all the tablets and social media things and stuff, like, because it's a distraction to life. And my accountability on time can't be relying on social media or things that don't really serve a purpose in my life. I never was a big social media person anyway, so I ain't gonna start doing it now. Like, the first and foremost, always give a shout out to Real Towns, Ghetto Communities, Whole Strolls, Pimp Strolls, you know, Traps, Mandos, White House, Black House, you know what I mean? Everything. You already know how I do it. It's 20 to God, man. Is you serious, man? Is you serious? Is really the question. People say they're serious, but they don't be. And sometimes you're going down that rabbit hole and you're not really paying attention to what's going on to you because you just have the tunnel vision. But you have to sometimes look to your left and your right to see what's on side of you that's trying to stop you. There's always something trying to deter or detour your mindset into total demise or just a whole slew of procrastination mindsets that seems like you're getting ahead, but you're really just running in place. It's crazy right now. So I was going through. So I've been going through. I'm still going through it somewhat now. You know, if it wasn't for my wife and my kids, I don't even know where my mindset would be right now. You know what I mean? Work has been a little tyrannical. Co-workers have been like very emotional and distressed about things. I guess it's just that time right now. It's a season for everything. But I don't have the time or the energy for that season right now. I can't pay it attention. I can't just dig deep into it and just deal with that solely. So I have to realize my accountability to everything right now. To my legacy, to my work, my career, to my family. But you know, the hat top is to my spirituality, to who I am, my integrity. So all those words go right under accountability. Because if I can't depend on me, then who can I depend on? And the source is coming from above, but you have to be in tune with that. You have to be in line with that. You have to check yourself. You have to have conviction. It's important. Accountability is so important right now because people always don't want to own it. They don't want to own what they got going on. They always want to blame others. I can't blame others for the steps I've taken or for the moves I decided to make or the deals I decided to shake on and say, this is what's going to happen and how we're going to do this. You know what I mean? We had a time right now in life where the world is at war with itself, where it's us versus us, and it's not getting no better because nobody's trying to take accountability still. Everybody's trying to make it seem like they're just so, you know, solid. You know, the most nigga that always talk about being the most solid sometimes be the most corny. You don't have to say the most solid. It will just show. It will just resonate. There's no reason to have a performance or some type of always, you know, saying I'm the realist, I'm this, that, and the third. Your energy is gonna, you know, manifest itself. The spirits will see that. They will honor that. But you have to honor having that accountability constantly. Not when it's just for show. It has to be behind the scenes, accountability. That's what brings a lot of blessings and goodness your way. Because you go through these trials and tribulations and you understand that life ain't easy. Life is not, like they're not going to hand anything to you. Some people have that luxury, but then, you know, lack thereof other places. I've never had that luxury to just lay back and just chill. I've always had to work hard. And I respect working hard because I think working hard is super important. Not working hard to the point where you're killing yourself, but working hard and paying attention to your endeavors and showing the people that's behind you that it's nothing wrong with working hard and doing what you need to do. Taking care of business, handling the situation accordingly. It's super important. You're going to fall short several times. You're going to fail several times. But that's also accountability, too. It's the mindset that I failed where I failed, I'm going to learn. So you are owning your failure, but you're turning your failure into a win by not going down that road again. I've been a knucklehead because I always think certain things are going to work because of certain people and just the way that things play out. But then when I see how it facilitates and it engulfs my soul or it engulfs my mindset to the point where I'm really angry or upset with how everything is going because woe is me, that's not the answer to the situation. Accountability is so important and it's vague because you can say you can own certain things and pick and choose what you want and what you don't want. But you have to take it all. If that's what you did in the beginning when you said yes or you said this is going to be a go, then it has to be You have to be accountable. You have to own it. You have to understand this. It's a super serious situation. And at this standpoint in life, I'm not going to keep going down the rabbit hole of darkness just because it's convenient and it seems like it's going to work. You know what I mean? I sat down and talked with my boss last night. It was a good conversation. Very good conversation. And just talking in reference to everybody that's, you know, what's going on, the world, everything. And just letting them know, like, you know, I want to stay at the company until it's time for me to leave this state. You know what I mean? Because we're not staying here. These are short-term goals to long-terms right now. Things have to flow and evolve. We can't stay in this mind state forever. We was in a mind state for 5 years where we had our living conditions. It was kind of compromised, but we was in a big house and everything. It was all good, but it wasn't all good. So now we've back into our own residence and everything is great and smooth. The love is here. The energy is nothing. There's no stress in here. I don't try to bring stress home. I leave that shit outside the door. You know what I mean? Twenty to God. People call me this. Why they call me this? Because I'm able to procreate. I'm able to make things happen. You know what I mean? The name didn't come from just being a cocky person. I have this energy, this zeal, a resilience. I'm going to give myself my props. You're supposed to always give yourself props. I have the mindset to take the stress in the lethargyness of all the suckers around me, the blood suckers and people that's always trying to just, you know, destroy, kill, because they might be feeling some type of way. You know what I mean? People always want attention. People always want to know what you got going on. And sometimes they just want to know what you got going on so they could just know how to destroy it. And those people are going to account for their actions because they feel like, you know, misery loves company. It's a good thing for them. It's a good source to see people suffering. And they know they're the cause of it. So they take pride. This is called secret accountability. It's like a equator of hate. You know, the equator is invisible. You can't see that line, but the equator is there. They're standing on the other side just watching you suffer. And they're happy that you're going through what you're going through. You know why? Because you're like them. Or you're in their land now, their stress and their energy of negative and unclean thinking. I have to do what I have to do every day, like anybody else. It's a constant battle. It's a constant uphill battle of always going through different stages of self-care. You know, self-care, like I said, goes with accountability. So the accountability part is a resource of respect for others and your path and your situation. You know, because people are like, well, why is this going on? What seems to be happening? And then you're acting like you don't know why it's going on, but you know why it's going on. So if you don't account for it and people keep lingering, now this breeds more stress and wonder and confusion. While you're stirring up this trouble and you're acting like, well, I'm going to just handle it myself. I'm going to just take care of it because I got it. It doesn't work that way. That's not how life is supposed to be lived. You know what I mean? Communication is key. It's the things that you don't talk about that can sometimes damage situations. So if you do not give any reproach to how you're feeling and you hold it inside, now it's eating you alive. While it's eating you alive, Everybody else is wondering why you're so stressed or why you're going through what you're going through, because you're not saying anything. You're not releasing it. So now it starts to breed this energy of negativity in your energy, in your sector, in your realm, so to speak. That is the negative side of not having accountability in your soul. In your heart, it's got to be in your soul. It's got to be a mindset. You have to study this thing. You have to exercise this thing. You have to do that constantly. Because if you don't, then it's just going to make no sense to what you got going on. You're going to always feel like you're never going to outdo or climb that uphill battle that you're trying to, accomplish. Accountability is so important right now in the world. People, places, and things. People are just wilding out, robbing people, kicking in doors, selling fake drugs. There's a lot of shit going on out here that wasn't the core morals and everything. Like, the streets are different from when the times we were coming up. The people are different. Everything's changing. So people don't want to have accountability no more. Everybody's always feeling some type of way, or they're always feeling like if you say something that they don't like, then they don't want you to be in their sector, and they feel like you're disrespecting them. As opposed to back in the days, it was free to speak your mind and say what's on your mind, so people could understand what's going on. That's accountability between two people. It's not like that no more. You can't be yourself. You have to be like this character of yourself now. It's a creation. So I said social media and all this goofy ass shit, it brings a whole lot of reproach, because people are watching. Some of these niggas ain't living like they say they are. They just stunting, fronting. One thing I can't do is live a lie. Like, just keep walking around acting like everything is all good, glitz and gold and glitter. But behind the scenes, nigga somewhere crying and stressed out, just drinking his life away or smoking his life away or whatever. You know what I mean? Shit is fucked up out here. But if people come together and take their accountability together as a team, then this is how things are repaired, or you don't go too deep down the rabbit hole. You're going to have to. You're going to have some casualties. You're going to have this. All these are things that have to be done. These are things that have to be accounted for, too. You have to respect the respectables and respect the disrespectables, because it is all accountability. Like I said, if you do good, nothing but good will come to you. The problems that come, they may hurt. They may cut deep. But in your mindset, you know you wasn't the cause of this, if you understand how life has twists and turns, ups and downs. This is something that was taught to me when I was young. Sometimes I go astray from it. I was supposed to be going to work at the moment, but the terminal shut down, power and all that stuff. And I didn't feel like being around a bunch of people, because I had like a kind of crazy morning this morning. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do a podcast, because right now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like the energy, the power source that's in me right now is telling me it's time to let it out. Don't let it out. Come home, roll a blunt, smoke. Now I'm going back to work, all red eyes, highs, this stupid shit. Came back home, took my supplement pills, took my CMOS, you know what I mean? Exercised my mind, exercised my thoughts. Stopped for a second and just pay attention to what's going on. instead of filling the void with energy that's not accountable, like anger and resentment, and I'm feeling like, oh God, you know, that brings it to another stage of bullshit. So now you're in a procrastination realm again. So now you're getting away from what you need to be doing by facing the situation head on. This is stuff that people do. That's why addictions are had. This is why marriages are broken. People don't communicate on how they feel. This is why companies are falling under. People are not seeing what's going on. They're not giving you insight to what's going on. Because just because you're up on the totem pole don't mean the person that's at the bottom in the trenches is the person that's really bringing in the paper. So it should be some at least accountability to tell them what's going on, because they depend on the money that's coming in to pay their bills, take care of their family, thereof, save, try to upgrade their lifestyle. You know what I mean? This is always chestnut checkers. So to me, I don't have any friends like I used to anymore. And I'm fine with that. You know, I got people that I will always, no matter from day one, we always said, no matter what, how long, when we always come back together, it's just like it was never, no time in between. And that's accountability still. We're humans. We don't do that with each other no more. Everything is, it's not going right. Fuck it, I don't want to deal with it. That's what I said. Life is not the same. Marriages are, people get married. I want to get divorced because this is whack. They don't want to see it through. They don't want to understand what's going on. They don't want to try to make it work or understand where's the problem. Now, if it's out of hand, it's out of hand. You know what I mean? If it's the same thing over and over again, I get it. Like, you can't keep just fucking bumping your head against the fucking wall. Eventually, you're going to fucking just, you know, you're going to split it wide open. I get it. But this thing that we call life, I had to drink some water, excuse me. This thing that we call life has its maze. Everybody's put here for a reason. This is the major topic. I'm not going to talk your heads off, but I had to drop some energy. Everybody's put here to do something. Everybody's here for a purpose. Some people get to live their purpose, fill that situation, fill that void with blessings and blissfulness and all kinds of endeavors that give and keep giving. You know, that energy is in each and every one of us. You know what I mean? We may not know it, but it is. But everybody comes from different walks of life, different mindsets that train them to be this way or that way, or you got to do it this way. No. You have to do it the way it's supposed to be done. Yeah, I have a path right now that I'm on, and I see the vision at the end. But everybody else doesn't, because they're so, you know, caught up in whatever they got going on. Yeah, I'm really trying to pull a Fortune 100, 200 company here soon. I'm going to speak it into existence because it's the type of person that I am. It's the type of man that I am, 20 to God. This is who I am. I believe in manifesting through the mouth, manifesting through the soul, manifesting through actions, you know? Not just saying I'm going to do something and really not believing it. That's accountability too. You have to be accountable for your thoughts and how you feel. Because if you're not, then you're going to be in a dark place all the time, confused. I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to me. And right now in my life, we've got to a certain point, and now this point is like a little sketchy. But I can see clearly still through the fog. I understand what's going on. I understand where I'm going wrong. I'm on my shit. I understand where I'm going right. I'm going to own that, but goes without saying. If you're doing the right thing, then there's nothing to talk about. But if you have a spill and things are not going right, then that's something that you need to, you know, attend to, be accountable for. Because, like I said, if everybody's looking around and you know you're the source of the fucking bullshit and you're not taking or owning it or being accountable for what you got going on, then why are you even in that situation? Why are you even in that circumstance? Sometimes I curve my words or I say less because I be feeling like maybe it'll just, you know, everything will just work itself out. But I'm feeling the way I'm feeling and I need to lift that off my shoulders. You have to do that. You have to do that. If you don't do that, you walk around with that stress. You can walk around with that stress. It goes away, but it never leaves. So now you got some other shit that's going on and then attached to you on top of that. It's just building up. It's building up and it's building up. But you're not accounting for what's going on inside you because you're trying to get away from it instead of dealing with it. This is now. This ain't later. This ain't something that you think about and say, well, I'll get to it. You gotta get to it immediately. You gotta understand who you are because you keep trying to figure out who you are while you're going through the bullshit you're going through and keep trying to bump your head against the wall, so to speak, you knock yourself out, kill yourself, or just hurt yourself really bad to the point where now you can't do anything because you're brain dead. That's how people have nervous breakdowns, strokes, aneurysms, heart attacks, because they take that stress in. They take that stress in and they leave it in there. And stress, they always want to account for how they feel. It's the number one killer in the United States. Stress just is like a cloud. You can't see it, but it's looming around you. It might be over your head. It might be in your shoulders. You don't know. This is the point that I'm trying to tell you guys. I'm serious about mental health. I had plenty of mental health issues and still do to this day. This is why I'm so, not isolated, but I'm closed in from who I let get my energy. Because I have good energy. And once you see that, you want to gravitate to it. But then some people are draining of my energy and don't know how to just cut it off and just leave me alone. These are things that I don't like to administer to, so I go the other way. But what I need to start doing now is if I feel some type of way about a person and I know they're draining my energy, I need to let them know, look, I need a break or I just don't want to deal with you no more. I can't be a shell of a man or a woman can't be a shell of a woman. If you do not speak up for who you are and what you are and how you feel, then who are you? A punching bag. And nobody wants to account to being a punching bag. You just hanging there getting punched all the time by different fucking individuals that just come into practice. That's what a punching bag is. Can't have that. That breeds fear and no determination to get anything accomplished in this world that we're living in right now. At a standpoint in life right now where I feel I can go left or right or straight ahead. You know what I mean? And I don't want to go left or right. I want to go straight ahead. I want to account for all my actions because I have to. It's mad important. Arguments. How do you argue? How do you present yourself when it comes to certain situations to people? How do you manifest around your family when it's tough times? Are you the person that they go to for shelter and comfort? Or are you the person that they say, I'm a shy away from? You have to pay attention. And that's another form of accountability. That's another form of accountability. because you have to pay attention to how your energy is being around others. How do they feel? Do they feel safe? Do they feel uncomfortable? Do they feel like you're uneasy? You know what I mean? This is all a test. This is all a situation that has to be administered to, whether you like it or not. Money ain't going to change it. Nothing materialistic is going to bring accountability or great circumstances to your energy unless you're willing to understand who you are and what you are. Like I said, I ain't going to talk your heads off, man. But this is the first part of the accountability. I'm going to shoot another segment with my business partner, Lou Dom, and we're just going to chop it up and manifest this. How I'll be doing these podcasts now are going to be super important to the culture of mental health. Yeah, everybody wants to talk to a rapper and do this, that, and the third. I have those abilities to rub shoulders with people and all that, but right now, I don't think that's important unless we're talking about their mental health. You know what I mean? Because everybody has issues. So this year is really solely trying to lift up and give back reproach energy. I'm going through what I'm going through. I ain't going to get all long story winded about it, but I'm going through what I'm going through, and I feel my healing is through trying to relate to the relatables and let them understand that this is only a time that will pass. You have to understand that and see that. You can't refrain from it and go hide in a corner somewhere, because when you come out, it might be worse than what you left it. You have to deal with that situation accordingly. And communication is so important, but lack thereof, because people are so passive aggressive nowadays, they don't want to talk about what's going on. They just want it to go away. And that's not real life. So people, my good people, my bad people, accountability is the first thing. It's more important than loyalty itself. It's a loyalty to yourself. It's integrity within you that makes you understand who you are to your people, to yourself, and to whatever career goals you got going on or whatever road that you're taking. You know what I mean? It's super important, guys. Please don't get dismayed or confused or bewildered on what I'm saying. My mom just sent me a crazy long text messages about mental health. You're mind blowing. That's my mother, so she probably feels the energy is looming. You know what I mean? Usually, I would do something that's not of accountability, some bullshit. But I said, you know, I'm gonna come home and I'm gonna work on my craft. When you're at your worst, this is when you're at your best. People don't know that. Pay attention. People are going to observe you and think that you're going crazy because they can't understand what's going on inside your enigma. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with not having people's energy looming with minds no more because they don't really get what I have going on. They just think they know, but they don't. With that being said, guys, to the next time we meet, to the next time we speak, everybody just keep it real, man. Accountability, you know, like I said, it starts from within. You can't go blabbermouth and just start talking about what the hell is going on. You have to really facilitate and fix things inside your body, your house, your soul, before you can start going out there and trying to give instruction. Like, I'm not giving instruction. I'm just giving experience. So whoever can relate, I appreciate. If I touch one, that's all I need to do. I'm not trying to be out here trying to give no sermons or no soliloquies on what you should do in life. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to just help the mental health anguish. It's a real unspoken thing. And that shit is so crazy. That's why we see all these shootings and all this crazy shit going on. Because the people that's in control don't have no control. You know what I mean? And you usually don't have no control. It's a situation that you have to sit down and pay attention to, and have the accountability to understand why this is going on, why this is happening. Plan B, plan C, plan D, plan fucking Z if you have to. It's your life. And be accountable for it. Understand this. Do not get dismayed by what people are saying. Do it now. That's just all bullshit. They just want you to fail. They just want you to go so they can ride the coattail. That's not smart. And it's not a good thing for your mental, especially if you're being rushed or being pushed or forced to do something. Mm-mm. God has given us a good brain, and everybody, like I said, has it in them. Common sense, love, compassion, and dedication. But we also have stress, anxiety, and overwhelming emotions. So we have to pay attention to what season that we are in our mindset when things are going on. Because 1 + 1 is always going to be 2. That's just how it is. Shout out to all the ghettos, communities, real towns, terminals for deliveries, 500, Fortune 500 companies, 200, 100 companies, the bums in the street, the homelessness, the people that are buying new houses. Shout out to everybody. And when I say this stuff, it's not because I'm trying to be funny. It's because I think about everybody. I don't just think about just one group of people. 20 to God is a people person. But like I said, I'm withdrawn from energies that's trying to be draining and very deceiving in their own right. I have no time for that. The time is now to love your family, hug your family, and build from within. Keep your legacy strong and keep your legacy quiet. That is so important. You cannot be out here telling people where your next move or how you're going to move, because they're going to try to put some monkey wrenches there somehow, some way. Like I said, it's all about mental health this year. It's always been, but this is really seriously focusing, penetrating on the mindsets of others and myself. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say for the day, y'all. It's 20 to God. Is you serious? Love you, man. Everybody be safe out there and guard your space. Accountability. Holla at your boy.